is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Sarah D'Elia. The start of a new year is often the catalyst some people need to get out of their old routines and break bad habits. Some give up smoking, start eating better, or promise to travel more. So if Jefferson County officials were to sit down and write a short list of resolutions, what would make the cut? Kyle Whitmire with AL.com and the Birmingham News joins us now to offer his insights. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kyle, to start off, Jefferson County had kind of a roller coaster of a year in 2013. What were some of the highlights?
Well, I mean, the big highlight was getting out of bankruptcy. I mean, that's something that this county commission has wanted since the moment it voted to go into bankruptcy. And, you know, it took a lot of work on their part to get a lot of different parties, banks, you know, insurers, all their creditors to agree to this plan. And now that's over, hopefully.
And what were some of the lows?
Bankruptcy.
The high and the low.
Well, I mean, the bankruptcy, you know, is the settlement does not do, it doesn't really take care of the debt problem. It just prolongs the debt problem over the next 40 years. And it puts the burden of servicing that debt largely on the poor, disproportionately on the poor. And that's, you know, not something that some of the commissioners are going to like dealing with when it comes election time.
So if Jefferson County officials were to sit down and write three New Year resolutions for 2014, what would they be?
One would be to get those car tag lines shorter. I mean, that's the obvious one. And the, you know, commissioners are becoming upset with the revenue director and the county manager about that. They said, look, you've had lots of time. This is not, you know, something, you know, now that the bankruptcy's out of the way, we want those lines shorter. That's become the most visible symptom of Jefferson County's woes and the most frustrating for a lot of residents. Another would be to find a source for capital investment. One of the things that they've cut back on has been doing things like paving roads, maintaining buildings, even, you know, maintaining the computers and information technology. They would like to find a way to fund those things. And the third, which is, you know, really sort of more mine than theirs, is that they need to get their financial reporting up to speed in much of the way the city of Birmingham has. You know, if the city of Birmingham wants to know how much money they have in the bank today, they can just run a report and voila, there it is. And you can tell, you know, how much money the city's brought in last month from parking meters, you know, that kind of granular detail. Jefferson County can't do that. They're working towards it. But, you know, once they have that kind of internal accountability and control, that will avoid a lot of the problems that got them into this mess that they've been in.
And finally, Kyle, what's your hope for Jefferson County in the new year?
My hope is that the bankruptcy plan works. We saw the county tinkering with it several times throughout the bankruptcy process because, you know, projections that they were making were already not coming true. They blamed it on the weather. So perhaps the thing that I hope for most for them is a dry year next year as opposed to a lot of rainfall that they got this year.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.